How many cattle did this?
This farm supported, and he milked his grandfather about 6 cattle. I don't know. And it was in the low mistle where he kept them, and the far end was where the horse was kept. And he had about 6 milking cattle. He had in the mistle a hole in the wall in which he put a large can which would hold about 10 gallons of milk, I suppose. And as he took the milk from each cow, he used to go and pour it into this 10-gallon tin. And then the 10-gallon tin, of course, was carried into the house, and the milk from each milking was poured into wooden bowls. And the cream was taken down into the cellar, and the cream was allowed to settle until at least 24 hours, I think. And it was skimmed off with a copper ladle shaped like a saucer and with a curly handle through which your finger could go. It was about 6 inches in diameter and about half an inch deep was this copper saucer-like skimmer. And the cream was skimmed off when it had all risen to the top and put into what was known as the cream pot, which was an earthenware pot like we used to keep bread in. And it was about 12 inches diameter at the base, 15 inches diameter halfway up, and about 10 inches diameter at the top, I would say, 12 inches diameter at the top. Cream was put into that as it was collected and kept in that cream pot until the Wednesday morning of each week, when churning process took place.
What happened to the milk itself?
The milk then was fed, the blue milk as it was called, was fed to the calves.
So there was no actually milk sold for
no,
for drinking?
No, there was no milk sold. It was a butter-making farm, was this. The milk, all the blue milk was fed to the calves or pigs. And, as I say, churning was on the Wednesday morning. And there's a story related by one of my uncles, I think it was Uncle William Henry, told me that the Reverend F. Ward Pollard, Baptist minister, Sutton in Craven, who married my father and my mother, the first couple he married after he came to Sutton.
What year would that be?
1892, I think. He, in the course of his pastoral duties, used to pay visits up to the farms in Aden and called on Grandma Hargreaves one morning when Uncle David, I think it was churning. A hot summer's day, Mr. Pollard got hot and perspiring as he came up to the farm. Anyhow, he came to pay his pastoral visit. And, being a very willing soul, he offered to do some churning for Uncle David, who, being a bit of a wag, was very glad to let him take a hold of the handle and twine the churn, which was standing on the kitchen table. And, lifting the lid periodically and looking to see how, whether the cream was turning to butter or not, kept saying to Mr. Pollard, "Keep at it, Pollard, keep at it. It hasn't turned yet." And he said, "I daren't take hold to give you a hand because we daren't alter the rhythm. If the rhythm alters, the butter will be spoiled." I understand poor little Mr. Pollard, he was little, wiry, not possibly very strong and not used to turning a churn. It was nearly as much as his strength could could manage to keep the thing going. But Uncle David, who didn't relieve him of this arduous duty, he kept him at it. And then in the end it did turn to butter. And poor Mr. Pollard, I never heard that he ever offered to do any churning again. But I think Uncle David just played a bit of a trick on him.
Now, what happened to the butter? Was it sold locally?
The butter was made into pound lumps, pound weight quantities, and shaped, at the beginning, shaped like a pointed haystack, shaped by hand into a pointed haystack. Later on, when they become more...
Your aunt would do that.
Aunt Hetty bought some butter moulds into which butter could be put and a fancy pattern pressed onto it. But I don't remember much of that. The chief memory that I have is it was made into a triangular section, nicely shaped by hand.
How did this butter compare to the Wednesday butter we get now? Was it salty?
It was just as good.
Was it salty?
Oh, yes, it was just as good.
Did they add salt to it?
Oh, yes. Now, in the kitchen, there is a multi-paned little window. And on that windowsill, there stood for years a pair of weights, brass weight scales, beautifully polished, with a 1 pound weight on the weight side. Plus 1 penny. Now the penny, as I remember it, was there year after year, eventually became covered with verdigris. I don't remember it any other way as being except being all gone green. Whilst the scales were clean and shining brightly, the penny weight was green mould with verdigris. Many years after Aunt Hetty had married and was living down in Sutton with Uncle Bob, I asked her, I said, whatever was that penny for on the weight side of the scales in the kitchen of a woodtop farm? Oh, she says, that was for the salt that was in the butter. So they gave the customer 1 pound of butter definitely. Mm. And it had to weigh a pound and a penny weight because it had salt in it.
All this was pre-1914, wasn't it?
All this pre-1914.
Between 1900 and...
1901 and 1908 when I started working in Bradford. I didn't come up after 1908, not for eggs and butter, but for those 7 years I came up.